Because what the Mishnah should have said was, Shava Pruta. Because if you know Shava Pruta, then you know Pruta works. So the problem is, why does it have to say Dina over Shava Dina or Pruta over Shava Pruta? Okay? So Tosa says, the Pruta over Shava Pruta. Tema. The Lohavale Lemisni Yellow Shava Pruta. Kidisnan Bazov. Chamisha Pruta same. Right? There are five cases that are based on the amount of a pruta. Hahoda b'shava pruta, va'isha miskadeshes b'shava pruta. Here you have the Mishnah there.
One second.
Chamesh pruta saying. Hahoda b'shava pruta, va'isha miskadeshes b'shava pruta, va'nena b'shava pruta min ahegdish mol. V'hamotze shava pruta chayev l'achriz, v'agozos chavera shava pruta v'nishbalo yalichin achra filo madai. Okay? So you see over there, the Mishnah doesn't say shava pruta, pruta u'shava pruta. All it tells you is the shear of shava pruta, and that's it. That's sufficient. Correct?
Yep.
All right? Yeah. Okay. So Tosa says, "V'yesh lomar mishum d'tana kan b'kesef mifarish beis the kesef dina lebeis shamay upruta lebeis hillel." Right, and there's over here where the topic of the Mishnah is kesef. So now it goes on to explain what is kesef. And it's dinar lebei shamai and pruta lebei hillel. Of course, we know that that's only in a specific case, of course. Right? Either kitcha b'lele or shavi shliach, right? Ulefi shalo nita lomar kesef dafka v'lo shava kesef kidiyolef kicha kicha mistei efron. Okay? Yeah. So what's Tosa's question and answer? That's first of all, what's Tosa's kasha? What's his answer? And also, take a look at his next kasha. Vim tomar, uminolon de shava kesef ke kesef. So how would you portray, or what is the issue here that Tosis is dealing with? Or what's the issue here?
Seems like the question is, how does the mechanism of Kedusha Kesef work? In his question, his understanding is that what Kedusha Kesef is that you're giving to the Isha a certain value, a shovi.
So if it's a what?
A shovi.
Shovi?
That's the Hebrew word, whatever. A value.
Okay.
A certain value. So if the mechanism just works by giving a certain value, so then you should just say Shava Kesef. It doesn't matter what type of object you give her. You just have to give her a certain value.
Okay, good.
So his answer is that no, that the mechanism of Kedusha Kesef doesn't work simply because you're giving her a certain value, but it's there's an idea of an entity of the Kesef. Kesef is an object which has like a potential for utility, but it's not restricted to a particular thing. But that object of kesef itself is the way the mechanism works. It's through the transferring of that object, not that object insofar as it's a value, but the object of kesef itself.
Good, good. I would just say, what is the object of kesef?
So see, the object of kesef is an object which is not restricted. It's an object that has potential. I don't know exactly how to define it, but it, to describe it, it seems like it's an object which has it's an undefined potential. Like it could be used for many things. It's not restricted to one particular. It's used as like a medium of exchange to buy a particular good, but it hasn't been restricted yet. That object itself is what Kiddushei Kesef is, transferring that object.
Okay.
And then the Im Tomar, the next question is, well, once you tell me there's an idea of that object itself, and not just insofar as value, then who says that the idea of a value of Shavah Kesef is equivalent to that?
Good. Yeah, I agree. Right. So the I'll just define one thing a little better. You know, the question of what kesef is. But right. So there is basically the question in Tosis revolves around. Tosis thought originally that it's halacha in shavius. It's a din in shavius. And therefore, anything that has the shavius of Shava Pruta, right, as a Shavius, I'm sorry, of Pruta. So therefore, all the Mishnah has to say is Shava Kesef, Shavius, right? Nah. The answer is that really what the Mishnah is telling you is that it's really the Cheftz of Kesef that is the object that could be used in Kinyan Kedushin. That's really the halacha. It's really the halacha in a Cheftz Shel Kesef. And now the question is, right, is Shava Kesef also considered to be a Cheftza that you could use in Kedushin? Okay? Good. Yeah, so what's the idea? Now, there you go, okay. Yeah, just stop. I mean, now that we're here, so what's the idea of Kesef? When we say the Cheftza Shel Kesef, what do we mean? Right.
It's a purely abstract value, no? I mean, it's liquidity. Just an object endowed with value.
Right. I think the second way of saying is better. Because really, kesef inherently doesn't have to have any intrinsic value. It's like the Gemara says, many times the Gemara says in, I don't know if the Gemara says, but certainly the Rishonim say, if you learn Hazav, so really they say, what's really Kesef? It's the Tzura. It's not that it doesn't have to really have any intrinsic value. It's just, this is the objective medium of exchange in the market. It's a chefza that exists in a certain, you know, mercantile arena. That's its nature. And basically, all you need is the melech or the government, whomever, to simply declare that this is kesef. This is it. This is the method. This is the objective method that will allow for exchange in the marketplace. That's a Cheftza Shel Kesef. That's what we're saying. Yeah. Correct. Okay, good. So it's very good. So now Tosus wants to know, once you say that, so maybe the Gzeres Shava Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron, right? Because out there the Pasuk says what? Nasati kesef asada kach mimeni. So maybe it's a din limited to the cheft of kesef per se. And you have no. Who says you can use anything else? Right? So that's why the Mishnah says no. Shava kesef also works. But you see that it's not alach and shavius, because if it was alach and shavius, then it should have just said shava kesef. Right? And that's why Tosa says right away, Uminala the Shava Kesef, Ki Kesef. It was Allah and Shavius, so that's an absurd question. Alright? We're all in agreement?
Yeah. Radvald?
Yes.
And then it seems like you have to ask one more question, because even if you give me a proof that says Shava Kesef is a mechanism, so why doesn't the Mishnah say Haisha Nignis Be'arba Dvachim? In other words, why then, once it's not Kesef itself, so the Mishnah should include it as a separate mechanism?
No, but that's going to be answered up. Once you say that it's not per se as a Chefza, but it's the Kesef as an object of value, so then anything with that, so then she's nicknamed with...
No, that's exactly what we're saying. We're saying that it's Kesef as a Chefza. That's exactly Tosas' answer. So it's saying once it's Kesef as a Chefza, it's now Minalon that Shava Kesef works.
Somehow Shava Kesef must take the place of the Kesef.
But even if you bring me, even if you answer up the Minalon, why didn't the Mishnah include it as a separate there?
What you're saying is the Minalon would mean that it will take the place of the Chefza. And it's not because of the Shava.
Right.
It's because it's another form for the castle. But it somehow will function for the as the castle.
Somehow.
Right. All right. So we should understand that better. Okay. The way, I mean, I think there's a different idea, but nevertheless, I just want to show you that there's a man d'amar holds, I think it's a Rav Huna, who holds Chuppas Kona. Right? And the Gemara says that Chuppas Kona from a Kal V'Chomer from Kesef. So you see, according to Rav Huna, it doesn't have Chuppah as a separate method, because somehow it is derived via Kesef. So even, and Chuppah definitely isn't Kesef. That's for sure not. That's where you just miyached Ima. Right? I'm just showing you, I think here, of course, it's a much, Shava Kesef is certainly intimately connected with the idea of Kesef. So you see, the Mishnah, doesn't count it as a separate derech. But I wanted to show you that even something that's just purely derived, already the Mishnah doesn't count as a separate thing.
So these are like the avos. Like, you couldn't derive one of these from the other.
And that's a sound one. Although it doesn't treat it. That's interesting. Yeah. All right.
But Shava Kesef is not derivable from Kesef in his own derivation.
We'll see. That's the point. Let's take a look. Yeah, that's the question. So, really, I tell you, I don't want to go into all the details here. I want to get down to the major question here in Tosus. Right? So the Gemara, let's just read through the Tosus together. So he says, right, Vim Toma Minolam, the Shava Kesef Kesef. Dola Kama Mibayle Kra, Gabi Evid Ivri, Yoshiv, Larabo Shava Kesef, Kikesef. Right, so you see that what? The Bay Evid Ivri, where the halacha is that what? That he could be Migareya. Right, so I'm talking about Migareya Pigiono? One second. The Evid Ivri could be Migareya Pigiono. Right, he could buy himself out. Right? So the Gemara says that we know he could buy himself out with Migareya Pigiono with Kesef. How do you know that he could use Shava Kesef? So the Gemara had to bring a separate limud from Yoshiv Gulaso, as we'll see. Okay? So you see that it's not so partial that you just assume that just because he could use Kesef, that therefore he could use Shava Kesef, correct? Okay. And then what? Upidjin aben dechsiv bei kesef, v'amal akama deravka kahana shakal sudra, bepidjin aben, right, he took a sudra as the pigeon, umenala de shava kesef kesef, how do you know that? Umiyu beperakama de shuas, darish klal prana klal. But if you take a look at Gemara Shuas, the Gemara Shuas there seems to learn it out from a klal prana klal. Aval gabi erech in dechsiv bei kesef, the Shava Kesef Kikesef. Okay, so Tosafot says, in all these other cases, all right, you'll tell me that what? That somehow you know it. But the problem is what? That what about by Kedushin and Erechin? How do you know there that Shava Kesef is Kekesef? All right, so in each case, in each instance, you have to demonstrate for me that Shava Kesef is tantamount to Kesef and operates and functions in the same way. So how do you know it by Kedushin and Erechin? Okay? So Tosa says, and this is the main, this is really what I really want to analyze. So Tosa says, V'yesh lomar, the alfina mi'evet ivri. That's it. And then Tosa goes on to another exploration, right? Another kasha. So the question is, of course, what was his havamina? What was his maskana? Okay, that's the question I really want to... That's the question I want to focus in on. Yeah.
Just a tactical question. Is Tosfos saying
Yofin and Mi'evet
Ivri only Kiddushin, or all these things he listed that didn't have a
label? Just Kiddushin
and
Kiddushin, and you'll know Erechin. It would seem so.
Meaning it's not just Yofin and two Kiddushin specifically, it's to anything else from all other areas.
We'll see.
Because also it seems like Pidgin of Ben, does he think it's really a limud or not? It's not clear.
By Pidgin Ben? Yes, it's a klal prada klal.
But that is not listed yet in Kiddushin.
That's a good question too. That's a good question. Yeah, I hope to answer that. Okay? So that's the kasha. The kasha is, I mean, since Eved Ivri was already, as is known, so then what was Tosfos Kasha? Why was he bothered by the problem? So then he asked, that's Eved Ivri. All right, so what do you think? Why didn't he know it's Eved Ivri right away? That's the question, okay? All right. All right, everyone's in agreement with the problem, right? That's the basic Kasha. So that's why I want to take a look. I think we should spend some time now, and let's just forget about this question completely, and let's just take a look at really one major sugya in Eved Ivri. All right, and I think it will help us understand this tosis. All right. Okay. Yeah. So you take a look, let's just get a couple of basic facts before we start the sugya. So let's take a look at that. There's the Mishnah on Yud Dalet on the base. One second, where's that? Yeah, you got I think it'll be helpful. Yeah, a Rambam, Hilchos Avodah. Yeah, basically like a Lach HaChas around there. Right. So the Mishnah, Eved Ivri Nikna B'Kesef V'Shtar V'Kona Atzmo V'Shonim U'V'Yovel U'V'Giron Kesef. All right, remember that because there's actually, you'll see in the story, there's something missing there. But okay, so you have Konas Atzmo V'Shonim, meaning 6 years. Yovel and Giron Kesef. What's Giron Kesef? Rashi. Uve Giron Kesef. Odes Atmo. Umegarea lo adono mipijono. Dmei Shibur Hashonim Sha'ovru. Vahakol fi cheshbon dmei miknaso. Kidichsev. Vaya kesef mimkaro b'mispar shanim kaneo b'sheish monim va'asid latzeis b'sav sheish nimsakona avodas kol shana b'mona. Okay, all right, Rashi just gave you a a case. Right? $600, right? And it's going to be 6 years. So at the end of 3 years, he's got 3 years left. So his migarea pigiono, so he's going to pay $300. Correct? Yeah. Okay. Your attention to something. There's something in this Rashi. It's a little strange. But it's really not Rashi that's strange. It's really based on a pasuk. Is anything, anyone catch anything in that Rashi that's interesting? All right, I'll have to make it interesting for you.
One thing interesting is just the fact that you're buying each year, not an entity of six.
Okay.
But that seems to be the idea of Kevin Kesef saying.
All right. Let me point out halacha to you. Maybe it'll make it a little more interesting.
And sometimes it seems the pasuk also seems strange because sometimes he uses the term kinyan for the his konis atmo, right, in the Mishnah, and also Rashi seems to call it a pigeon also. Is there a difference?
That's a good point. Yeah, I will say yes, yes.
Also, it's just so much strange that you can have this idea, even though it's not always going to be Kenyan Kesef.
Yeah, what's that? I don't know why I can't find what I'm looking for here. That is that Giron Kesef, maybe it's an open pasuk. Maybe it's in the pasuk. Yeah, Giron Kesef is against the will of the Adam. Meaning whenever the Eved comes and presents the money, that's it. He goes free.
Doesn't the Gemara later on mention that?
Yeah, where is it? But where is it? Yeah.
It's on Tez Zion, I think.
Where does it openly say that? It's an open thing.
In the Rashba by the Gemara than Tez
Zion. It says, I know it somewhere says that openly it's against the,
Tez Zion Amud Aleph, Divrei HaMasvil Ilema Dekasev Leishtara Dame Hainu Kesef. It's in the footnote. It's a Gemara in Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The footnote.
Is that what it is? Yud Ches Amud Aleph.
Yeah, the footnote quoted a Gemara on Yud Ches Amud Aleph.
Yeah, where is that?
Mifarin Osobal Karka. Oh, here it is. Okay.
Where?
I'll tell you what it is in the Rambam. It's in Hilchos Avadim, Perek Dalet Halacha Beis. The Ein Mishpat quotes it. Perek Dalet Halacha Beis. Oh, is that the right thing? I think it's the right thing.
Perek Dalet Halacha Beis?
No.
Doesn't work for me.
Okay, look at the Gemara in Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Umeparin Osa Bar Korcha. Sava Rava Lememar Bar.
Where is it? Where is that? Where is that?
Yud Ches Amud Aleph.
Yeah, where?
On the bottom of the page. It's at the two dots. The two dots. Umeparin Osa Bar Korcha.
At the bottom of the page of Yud Ches?
Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Yeah, two dots. Like it's towards the bottom. The bottom third.
Okay. Because it's the Kodes Atzma, Bishana Viyova Giron Kesef. I just thought, I just know it's, oh, here it is. I think I have it. Son of a Yovel Gira Kesef, right? So the question is like this. Rashi says of a Gira Kesef, Podes Atzmo, Umigarealo Adono Mipigiono, Dmei Shibur Ashonim. So what does it mean, Umigarealo Adono Mipigiono? In other words, what role does the Adon have? And take a look in the Gemara. So take a look in the Gemara. You have, right, Evid, every nikna bekesef minolon, amakra, mikesef miknaso, melamet, shenikna bekesef, ashkechan Evid Ivri, hanimkal ovechachavim, ovechol kinyona bekesef, nimkal Yisrael minolon, amakra, vehevda, melamet, shemigaras, pidyona, viyotza. Okay, so take a look at Rashi, shemigaras, pidyona. Midaloch siv v'nivda mashma v'hevda sha'af ha'odon misayeya b'pidyona. And then, I mean, the Gemara is trying to prove kesef, so then Gemara actually finishes it off. Alma b'kesef nikna d'ilo kona b'damim mai migara. Okay? But I'm more interested in the first half of Rashi, which is that the Torah went out of its way and said v'hevda, not v'nivda. So the Hevda, Rashi says, means that somehow the Adon is Misayaya, right? What Misayaya? After 3-4 years, whatever it is, they do a calculation, she presents the money, or he presents the money, and they go out. What's the pshat? Misayaya b'pidyona. Okay, and the same thing with the first Rashi in the Mishnah. Podes Atzmo. Okay? Strange. What's the concept there? It's Bal Korcho. What does it mean? He's Misayaya. Okay? I leave that problem to the side for now. I just wanted to, call your attention to it. All right? All right, you with me? Tomorrow now. All right, leave that problem to the side for a moment. Okay. So now, let's do the Gemara together on Tez Zion. A very nice Gemara, interesting Gemara. V'giron kesef. Amar Chizkia. Said Chizkia. The Omar Kra, the Hevda, Melamed Shemigarea Pijona, the Yosa. So you have, it's a pasuk that she's Migarea Pijona, and she goes free. Tana, Vikones Atzmo Bekesef. Uvishava kesef. Uvishtar. Then we also learn that what? That he could acquire himself with kesef and with shava kesef or with a shtar. Bishlama kesef didichsiv mi kesef miknaso. Shava kesef nami yoshiv gulaso. Amar Rachmana. L'rabo shava kesef ki kesef. Okay? Ela hai shtar heichi dami. But what's the case of a shtar? Ilema the kosev le shtara adame. Hainu kesef. If you're going to tell me that he writes a shtar for the monies owed, so that's kesef. I mean, basically, you're producing a shtar chov. Right? Ella Shichrar. And of course, that would mean, what would you think that means, by the way? If it's Shtar Adameh, it means that the Eved is writing it to the Adon. Correct? That he's writing him a Shtar Adameh. So the Gemara says, no, rather it means a Shtar Shichrar. So the Gemara says, Shtar Lamali? What do you need a Shtar Shichrar for? Lamalei Ba'apetrei Zil. Why does he just say in front of Edom, goodbye, go, Inami Ba'ape Beidina Zil? Or if you want, let him say it in front of a Bezdin. Amar Rava, said Rava, Zosomeres, Evid Ivri Gufa Konoi, Varav Shemacho Al Girono, Ein Girono Macho. So Rava said, what do you see from this? That you have to say by Evid Ivri Gufo is Konoi, and if the Rav just did Mechila, okay, on the remaining amount, Ein Girono Macho. It would be meaningless. It's nothing. Okay? So, the question is, why is it Ein Girono Macho? What's this concept of Gufo Konoi? And why? What is the lacha such that you don't say Girono's Macho? Why not? I purchased the Eved for 6 years. And you're telling me he could do Giron Kesef. But why can't the other be Mochel? Why can't he be Mochel? Alright? That's the Kasha. Or at least one of the problems. Alright? Anything else? Well, you guys are quiet. It's very interesting. I'll mention one of the kasha, which is something very strange here. Because you're telling me there's a din of Giron Kesef, right? So what do you need a pasuk for to tell me that Shava Kesef works also? Why not? What kind of luck is that? That you need a pasuk to shove a kesef? Why? He purchased you for $600. You worked for 4 years. So now you pay him off the other $200. What's wrong with you? Why can't you give him shove a kesef? Why does that have to be a dafka kesef? Why do you need a special pasuk for that?
Oh, because now you see it's not just a kenyan between the two of them, no?
What is the lacha? Mate of Sadeo? I mean, what kind of lacha is that? Yeah. All right? So that's the other kasha. One kasha is, why do you need a pasuk to tell you Badafka Shava Kesef Ki Kesef? And secondly, I mean, what's the din of Rava? I mean, what's the whole din here? I mean, the essential din. That you can't do Mechila by an Eved. Can't have Mechila. All right. Let's take a look. We'll leave Rashi. We'll go a little, take a different order this time. Let's take a look at the Rashba first. Okay? All right, you guys got the Rashba?
Yes.
Amar Rava. All right, Kiddush and Tezayin Amar Beis. In the Rashba, Divrei HaMaskil, Amar Rava, Zosomeres, Eved Ivri, Gufo Konoi. Let's do that. All right, we're ready? All right, somebody else want to read? All right, somebody else read.
Okay, we didn't. Amar Rava Zosomeres Eved Ivri Gufa Konoi. Kolomar L'inyan Pidyon De'inu Yachol Limcholo Girono Ela Bishtar. Okay, so means to say, regarding his pigeon, his setting himself free, the Adon is not simply able to be mochel his girono, but it has to work through a shtar. Aval inyan mitzia upidyon meiser v'zachoy arov.
Zikoy, right?
V'zikoy arov. I don't know what that case is.
Arov, arov.
Oh, zikoy arov.
Arov is going to be in this week's parsha.
Ein gufo kanoi.
Last week?
Missed
him. Right, last week. Oh, you're right.
So, ein gufo kanoi. V'ein yado ki yad rabo. Kediisav ha-metziah. Kali metziah sa'avdo v'shivcha. So, ha-ovrim?
Ha-ivrim.
We'll be getting perik ha-tekavo.
Okay.
So, in some cases, that it will work with mechila. But over here, you need a shtar. Because over here, the gufo is kanoi.
Okay. Okay. Good. Keep on going. Go further.
V'ikal medak v'heichen matzinu kinyan maisa yadav sheno yachol limcho bapeh.
All right. Okay. That's the big kasha.
So where do we find such a kinyan?
Right. Do you have a kinyan on maisa yadav shel ha'eved? So why can't you be mochel on it? Right? You have a kinyan here on the Eved. So where do you ever see that? You have a kinyan that you can't be mochel. Alright? That's his kasha.
Okay. The Teretz HaRamban, the Kevon Deshnei Kinyonin Hein Be'avdus, Echad Kinyon Mamonhu Kinyon Maisa Yadav, Ve'echad Kinyon Isser, Shehu Osro Bevas Yisrael, Upotro Mimixas Mitzvos, V'kinyan Haguf Hazeh, Hu Hemtrichu Get Cherus, V'enu Nifka B'dibor.
Let me ask you a question. Go slowly here. You find that you have Shnei Kinyonim. One is a Kinyan Mamon, right? And that's Kinyan Maisi Yadav. The other is a Kinyan Isser, and that's Osirim and Abbas Yisrael. Upotro Mimixas Mitzvos. What are they talking about?
Isn't that Eved Kanani?
That's an Eved Kanani. Exactly. The Ramban here is talking about it. It's not clear here, but it's talking about an Eved Kanani. Exactly. Okay? He's starting off with Eved Kanani. He hasn't come to Eved Ivri yet. All right? So in an Eved Kanani, you have two things. You have a Kinyan Mamon, and you have a Kinyan Isser. All right? And the Kinyan Isser is, he's still Osir Bevas Yisrael. And of course, he's partner in Mixas Mitzvahs, like Mitzvah Seishas Mein Grama.
So why would the Isser of Bevas Yisrael, though, be the result of the Kinyan? Meaning he was asking before as a Goy.
Yeah. Okay?
And he was partner from those Mitzvahs and he was a Goy.
Wait, so what does it mean in Kinyan Isser?
Okay. Go ahead, keep it going.
Okay. The Kinyan Haguf Hazeh, right? Who Himtrichu Get Cheres?
Who Matricho?
Hamatricho Get Cheres, Vedo Nifka Bedibor. So, this type of Kinyan Haguf, you need a Get Cheres, and it's not going to just be removed with Dibor. Doma Le Kinyan Ishus, Shehutzarech Get La Tiro. So, it's analogous to a Kinyan Ishus, where you require a Get to be Mater. Umimenehu lamad, and we learn it from Kinyan Ishus. Lefikach amru she'af eved ivri yesh l'rabo bo kinyan iser shari matiru b'shivcha knanis ve'en kinyan iser nifka below get bein be'ishus bein be'avdus hilkach harav she'machol al girono ein girono machol elahavile kim mafkir avdo she'tzorich get shichror ad kam.
Okay, so he says that the same two frameworks, the two kinyanim that you have by Eved Kanani, you essentially have also by where? By an Eved Ivri also. Right? You have a kinyan Isser in the Eved, and that's expressed, for instance, that you could have him marry a Shifcha Kananis. Right? Correct?
Yep.
and also, of course, you have a kinyan mamon in the Eved. Correct? And therefore what? So insofar as the kinyan is, it's impossible to have mechila. By the kinyan is, so you have to have a certain, you need a mechanism, you need get. So, right? So therefore, that's why the Gemara said, Harav Shemachal Girono and Girono Machal. All right? But you still need to get Shechar. All right? Finish up the Rashba.
Lefi Divrei Rabbeinu Nira, Mocher Atzmo, She'ein Rabo Moser Lo Shivcha Knanis, Ein Sar Shtar Shechar, Elo B'Mechilas Girono Sagile.
Right.
What's that?
Good. Next, Rashi Tavis.
Bitzarech.
Yeah. Correct.
Bitzarech Talmud, Dehas Talmud, Tanya.
Okay. The Rashba's deduction in the Ramban, of course, you could also make the same deduction. Let's assume you had an Eved Ivri, and you were Mochel. Right? So the Mechila actually would work insofar as what? As I'm doing the reverse case. Exactly, insofar as Maisi Yadav. It would work as far as Maisi Yadav. Right? And he's giving you the reverse case. He's giving you the case where you're Mocher Atzmo, not Mocher Bezdin. But you're Mocher Atzmo, so there's no Din of Shifcha Kananis. He's saying there you don't need a Shtar Shechra. There you only need there, it's only a Kinyan Maisi Yadav. So there you get it there, would really be the Lacha Shabi that Harav Shemachal Al Girono, Girono Machal. So I'm saying that once you see it's two separate frameworks, so the same thing would be true in the reverse, that if he has a Kinyan Eved Ivri, Shemachru Bezdin, and he's Mochel Al Girono, so then the Lacha would be, he would be a Niftar insofar as Maisi Yadav. He'd be independent then. But he'd still need to get Shechor insofar as a Kinyan Esser.
Just one thing. Why would wouldn't you say that the Kinyan Mammon is tied to the Kinyan Esser? I mean, you can't move one without moving the other.
Oh, well, why should you say that?
Since it's one Kinyan Eved Ivri with two results, you could say that even though it's two different realms which the Kinyan applies in, you can't remove one realm without removing the Anilan Kinyan.
That's
just a separate head of others. You could argue then that what some result themselves is a separate type of others, which does not have that realm of obvious, which
is... Yeah, but one second. But first of all, one second. You're jumping here, because, let's first get the main thing that the Ramban says. Namely, the Ramban wants to show you that an Eved Ivri, or an Eved Kanani, for that matter, any Eved, is really, there are two Kinyonim involved. There's two frameworks involved. That's the first point. That it's not just a Kinyon Mammon. He's not just it's a Kinyan Schiritz for 6 years. Okay, or an Eved Kanani, it's a Kinyan Schiritz Leolam. It's much more than that. There's a Kinyan Isser involved. And the Kinyan Isser creates, it's a certain kind of a Gavra, okay? It's a certain kind of a Gavra with his own system of Isser V'Eter insofar as his existence is concerned. So that if he's a Jew, all of a sudden he's allowed to marry to live with a Shifcha Kananis, for instance. Okay? I mean, that's the main point of the Ramban. And therefore he wants to show you that's why it's not possible to just simply have Mechila. Because if it was just in the realm of Kinyan Mamon, then you would say, of course, Mechila. But the answer is, Mechila has no place in the world of Kinyan Issa. That's what that's the main thesis of the Ramban. Okay? No, it's a nice brisker piece here.
Yeah. Trey dinner.
Okay. All right, I don't know, Yaakov, what do you want to take up now? What's bothering you?
Nothing, but no, just your extension, I'm not sure if I include it.
Oh, my extension?
Yeah.
Well, what do you do with the Rajba's extension? That one doesn't bother you. Oh, I see why. Because over there, that's the whole Evet.
Right.
Right. Maybe you'll say that once you have Gufo Kanoi, that it's a different type of Gavra, then maybe the Maisa Yadav extends from that also.
So let me ask you a question. Why does he say Ela Havale Kemafkir Avdo Shetzarach Get Shechur? What does that mean according to you? Should have been prepared with the rifle. Alright, but it's easy. Look what he says. Pirish. Vakashilon Hechi Amar David Ivri Gufa Kanoi. Da Isla Yad Lachol Davar. Vain Yadok Yad Rabba Lola Gabi Matsia Vaira Vapijin Meiser. He starts off the same way. The Bakula Mazakal Yado Velobashum Media Khrina. Vikala Maymar De Ilu Bevit Kanani Yeshla Rabbo Snake and Yonim. Kinyan Maisi Yadav, Kinyan Issa Shabo, Shas Bavas Yisrael. Umishum Kinyan Issa Shabo, Lo Sagile Bedvarm Dilma, Delay Malay Zeal. And since you have a Kinyan Issa, it's not sufficient just to say goodbye. Vitzarach Get Shichro, Latir of Bavas Yisrael. Dumia de Get Isha, Shatricha Get, Latir Issa Shabo, Velo Sagilo Bedvarm. Ulafikach, Hamaskir Avdo, Afal Pishi Yotzalacheris. Upaka Maisi Yadav. Tzarech Get Shechra. You see? That's okay. You see? And he says, Mishum Haitaima, skip down to a couple lines. Amaraba, the Bevid Rinami, Haika, Sad Kinyan Aguf, the Kinyan Isser, Shiva Odo Evid, Mutta Vashivcha Kinanis, Umde Kinyan Zeh, Vidin Isser Zed, the Rami Ale, Baodo Evid, Chosh of Kinyan Aguf, Latzricho Get, below Sagi Le Bedvarim. Okay? Yeah, oh, look, go further. Vahashtra Sina Lahachi, Ki Amrinin, the Lo Nafik Bedvarim, Haino Lafki, a Kinyan Isser, Zel Asro Beshivcha. In other words, that's only so far as the Kinyan Isser. Aval Kinyan Maisi Yadav, Paka Bedvarim. Vahavale Dumi, the Machkir Avdo, Shiat Lacheres, Vitzarach Get Shechrar. Okay? Okay, that's it. I mean, that's
so
pretty.
Two completely separate kinyanim.
It's an amazing thing. Yep. Yep, yep. Okay, so it's not really my deduction.
Oh?
Yes. You see, it's not my deduction. Okay, good. Yeah. Now let's take up the problem of Shava Kesef. Go ahead, what do you guys want to say?
You mean the problem of why does he need to learn it from a pasuk?
Yeah.
Oh, so now that you said that it's a there's a framework like Kiddushin where there's a Kinyan Isser as well, so that requires a mechanism. So now the Kesef over here doesn't function in terms of its normal values in the marketplace, but it functions as a mechanism.
Yeah. In other words, what your next step is that the Torah, when it says Giron Kesef, it's exactly what you're saying, Moshe. It's a mechanism. It's not just that there's a certain monetary situation here. Right? I'm chayef to this guy, whatever, $600 worth of work. No. The truth of the matter is, there's a Kinyan Isser and a Kinyan Mama. So the Torah is telling you that you either yotze be yovel, you yotze be shanim, you yotze with what he called with a get shechror, or you yotze with giron kesef. So giron kesef is a mechanism. Oh, it's a mechanism. So how do you know that maybe only kesef works? How do I know? It's not a reduction of just a chov. It's a din of a mechanism. So therefore, you have to have a special limud that shava kesef is a chafza that operates for giron kesef also. That's what this gemara is about.
Right. So now that you know that by Yevet Ivri. So
oh, one second. Okay. Let's not jump yet. That's not, right. I don't want to go back to the ketosis yet. I know you could, but okay. Hold on.
Well, we didn't learn. What do you call it yet? The third thing. We didn't learn. Erechin.
Yeah. One second. Yeah. That's the sugya, according to the Ramban. The Ramban, the Rashba, Ritva, right? They're all of one mind. Okay? Good. Yeah. Now let's take a look at Rashi. Let's see how Rashi learns this. Rashi Gufo Kanoi. Oh, by the way, that's what I meant before. I'm sorry. That's what I meant. What's missing in the Mishnah?
Shtar.
But the answer's simple why it's missing in the Mishnah. I don't think it's a far. I mean, it's a shot. Yeah, why is it missing in the Mishnah?
I mean, Toto's supposed to ask the question. Answer that.
With
that is
Balkoka.
And this isn't
Balkoka. Right, exactly. Yeah, that's right, correct.
So what's this happening?
Oh. That's a good question. I don't know. I didn't really prepare that thought. But that's correct. And Shtar is not in the Mishnah. Because Shtar is the Das Machna of the Adam. But the Mishnah is not taking up that case, right? They're all about Karche the Adam.
But Isha does take that up.
That's it. That is interesting. That's interesting. You're right. Okay. I don't know. Maybe we'll take a look at that. We'll have to pray on the Tosas. Yeah. That does look complicated. Okay. All right, let's take a look at Rashi now. So take a look at Rashi, Gufo Kanoi. So Rashi says, Gufo Kanoi. Ad Shi Agio Yemei Chisho. Okay. Until he reaches the days of his freedom. Ulefika harav shemachol al girono, eino machol, vitzarach shichra, vimlav chozer umishtabed bo im yirtza, delo shayech bo mechilas mamon, elo lashon shichra. I'll ask you one question. Does Rashi agree with the Ramban?
No.
And what's the Raya?
Mama.
Because he says he can go back and even in the realm of Mamonas, he can use
exactly.
Maisayado.
So Rashi disagrees. Rashi learns that any kind of mechila will not function at all. The question is, how does Rashi learn the sugya, right? Yeah. Rashi doesn't seem to have these two frameworks. Or let me put it this way. They don't operate in the same way. They don't somehow, they're not formulated the same way. You certainly can't divvy them up.
At least on Evan Edwin.
What's that?
In Evan's time, you don't know what he holds.
That's true. Yeah.
The Kenyan Isser is primary.
Yeah.
And that the Kenyan Maisa Yadav is Novea from that.
Maybe. Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. Now, you got it right. Unfortunately, I gave you the wrong... I gave you the wrong daf, huh? In your vomit. Take a look. Let's just look for a minute. I mean, maybe we'll just get through the facts here. And then you guys could think about it a little. And we'll take it up... wait a second. We won't have Shia. Let's talk about that for a second. One second.
Come really as an objective chalos of being an Evet, right? The Kenyan just creates that objective chalos. And so he's mochel doesn't matter. You need the correct mechanism to be machia the chalos.
I hear that. The only thing I don't understand, I guess the question is, I guess what you'd like to ask is, how do those two things come together? See, the Ramban in a certain way is right. You have a Kenyan Isser and your Kenyan Mammon. How are you going to merge them? In what sense do they merge? I'm not saying they don't. I'm just asking, you have two worlds here. That's why the Ramban says they should really, you could view them separately. They could be divided. They're divisible. Each one has its own, halachic approaches and mechanisms to remove them. Kinyane Mammon are removed one way. Kinyane Yisra are removed a different way. It's true they're both produced in one Gavra, but they remain qualitatively as different frameworks. I mean, I understand what you're saying. As you're saying, it's one Kinyan Evet. And now, that's it.
It also seems to be one chalos of an Evet. And they all, if you formulate it that way, it does seem to flow naturally from that, right? I mean, I guess it...
yeah, but you have to... Yeah.
I don't know if that works, but...
I don't know. I'm just saying. I guess that's what was disturbing the Ramban.
Wait, why should that be?
Right.
You have to explain that.
Yeah. That's why I said maybe.
Okay.
Now, there's a big problem here. I mean, I'm not going to do it right now. If you want, it's a nice little piece of Gemara here on about Toshav Asachir. Okay, basically, a Toshav Asachir is, one's a Toshav is a Kinyan Olam, which means he's, Kinyan Olam means Ad Yovel, like, what do you call it, Evet Anirtza. Okay, after the Sheish Shanim, yeah, he's happy where he is, okay? And he becomes a Nirtza, and he's an Evet Leolam. That's a Toshav. A Sachir is an Evet L'Sheish Shanim. Okay? And it happens to be that by both of them, the Pasuk tells you that by both of them, you putter from, he's not allowed to eat Truma. Okay? He's not allowed to eat Truma. Okay? That's what this Gemara is dealing with. And the Gemara is dealing with, and how does that relate to the mitzvah of insofar as Korban Pesach? Okay? All right, so the Gemara, in any case, like I said, if you want to look at that on your own, go on your own. But the Gemara has a statement here, which you will see, is very problematic. Okay? Because the Gemara says, at the end of Daf Ayin, V'ha'kaimalon gabei truma delo achil. Right? Alma lo konele rabbe. Okay? Right? Achanami lo konele rabbe. Alright? So the Gemara basically says, again, without getting to all the difficulties with Korban Pesach, the bottom line is the Gemara says that by an Evet Ivri, lo konele rabbe. Right? And as Rashi clearly states, Hachanami lo kane gufe l'rabe. Okay? So obviously, it's a contradiction with the Gemara in Kedushin. The din of Rava, right? The din of Rava, Zosomeres, that gufo kanoi. So you have another Gemara that openly says that gufo lo kani. Right? That's exactly what Tosa says. Alma lo kani le rabe, vahadam, beperakam, the Kedushin, did have it every gufo kanoi. Haino le inyan shitzarach get shechra. We only say when the Gemara said gufo kanoi, that's only limited to the fact that he requires a get shechra. Vein yotze ba mira ba alma. Aval le inyan mitzvos? Lo. When it comes to mitzvos, we don't say such a thing. V'ha'ad ashari b'shifcha k'nanis? Aye, the Eved Ivri is permitted to a shifcha k'nanis. You just told me a minute ago that what? That gufo is kanoi is not le'inyan mitzvos? So then how could it be possible that he's permitted to a shifcha k'nanis? Aina mishum tzitzarach shiyavar es rabo bein b'yom bein b'layla. Ki d'siv, ki mishnei sachar sachir, avodcha, sheishana, right? So still?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Yeah. Okay? The sachir karyei rachmana. Okay. We'll stop there. Okay, so the question is, how does Tosus formulate Gufo Kanoi as opposed to the Ramban? That's the main question. All right, and then according to Tosus, also to answer the question of Shava Kesef in the Gemara, why do you need a special pasuk Yashiv Gulaso to teach you that Shava Kesef works? And then ultimately we have to come back to the Tosus on Beis Amin Aleph.
How that fits into the idea of
Kesef. Okay.
And also, do we have to take up the question about what does it mean that the Adon is Misayaya?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And how does it apply to Erech? All right, we don't have too much to do.
Why do you have the other
Right, Bob?
Yes.
How do you spell Henech?